What else? This is from James. Religion that is pure and undefiled before the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their afflictions, to keep oneself unstained from the world. That's a challenge. Okay. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. It's not called the Great Commission without reason. It's not called the Good Commission or the Good Idea or the, hey, you might want to do this, the Good Suggestion. It is a commission. We are all called to do this. But by the way, it also is, make disciples, not just go get people to say a prayer and leave them alone. And because it's me that we're talking about, we also have to include this one. Do this in remembrance of me. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. All right? We are called to partake in the Eucharist. All right? This is not something that is new and not something we just make up and like, yeah, we probably ought to do this every now and then. No. We should do this often. Paul continues in 1 Corinthians 11 to say, as often as you do this, you proclaim the death of Jesus until he comes again, the death and, by extension, the resurrection of Christ until he comes again. All right, so that's what Church of the Messiah does corporately. Okay? That's what we do. What about you personally? What about you personally? Now, your individual call is your individual call. And I can't say right now that Carrie's called to do this and Amanda's called to do that. Okay? But I can say this is what every Christian is called to do. Okay? And I can tell you, here's some place to look. You're called to look in your baptismal covenant. Okay? In your baptismal covenant, which we just renewed like 2 weeks ago, you're asked a series of questions, and those questions are, will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship and the breaking of bread and the prayers? That's something you're called to do. What else? Persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord. That's something we're all called to do. Proclaim by good word, by word and example the good news of Christ. That's something we're all called to do. Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? And finally, will you strive for justice and peace among all peoples and respect the dignity of every human being? Okay, these are things that we are all called to do. These are things that we cannot let other things get in the way of. We are called to do this, each and every one of us. There's a reason that every year during Lent, we recite the Ten Commandments, including, you shall have no other gods before me. Because these gods get before us. Other things become our gods, and they're not big, ugly things with horns and wings and forked tails. They're well-meaning things that seemed like such good ideas, or they're things that start off harmless. If they had names like the false god of internet radio, then no one would buy it. They seem like good ideas. The cause that takes you away from what you're actually called to do, the book that everyone recommends that takes your time away from Scripture, the whatever, those things become idols in our lives. We have all sorts of things that are called for us, that are barking at us and demanding our time. This is the world we live in. We need to be praying for each other that we do not get pulled away. Father David preached a great sermon this week about memorial stones, about these places are memorial stones. Joshua going across the river and the water stopping and getting the stones and planting the altars and saying, this is something we're going to tell our children about. We go through our baptismal covenant four times a year at least. That's when we don't have baptisms, so that everybody remembers this is what we have to do. We're all called to continue in the apostles' fellowship, the teaching and the breaking of bread, and when we screw up, to repent. These are the things that we're all called to do. We're all called to participate in the Lord's Supper. We're all called to be a house of prayer. These are things that we're all called to do. Guys, we have screwed up before. Individually, we all know that. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory. And we know as a church, we've screwed up. And we know as humans, we have the ineffable capacity to screw up again. So, pray for the leadership. We've got a rector's council that meets on the second and fourth Thursday, of every month. Pray for us when the rector's council meets. We are men who are fallible. Pray for us. We're the guys who can fall just as easily as the next. And we need prayers. We need the Holy Spirit to guide us. So pray for us that we can hear God's voice and be called and follow Him. Because we want to be out of here in 2 years and never go back to Babylon again. Amen. So, with that said, let's close this out. And I took way, way more time than I should have tonight. So let's go ahead.